Here with our first winner of spring planting snack sacks, Dan Bites, farms near Hopkinton. John Swisher out and about here today. And Dan, congratulations. You're our first winner of the contest this spring. And talk about your farming operation.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Right now I'm running about 50 cow-calves. I end up selling feeder calves in the fall. So it's really crucial that we could get a little warm weather here and a little more rain to get this hay crop growing a little more, because the price of hay, if anybody hasn't been around, is high enough right now. So you usually have to buy a little bit, but I normally work here at Superior Appliance in Monticello and then do this on the nights and weekends. And thank God I got two boys that come out and help me do a lot of it, John. You know, I mean, one of you guys probably heard him on the radio here this past February, Nathan. He's my junior right now, and wrestling and football, and it's always nice to see KMCH doing all they do for the sports coverage of that stuff, because I don't know if you guys listen to Roger Reed and Jamie Vasquez at State Wrestling, but if not, you should be, because they're darn good at what they do.
Indeed they are. We love having them for sure, and we appreciate those kind words. You're a loyal listener to KMCH, and you always have us on in the tractor, and you talked about it. Just got to find the time, and you're lucky to have two boys and a supportive wife to help you out on the farm. How do you make it all work?
You just find a way to do it, John, to be honest with you. Yeah, there's nothing like calling in a little corn. I have a couple other buddies that do some custom, help me with some custom work. I'm not a big enough operation, so we have somebody comes in custom plants. I got somebody that does some custom harvest for me. So I get to, pretty much haul the grain in and stuff like that and listen to Iowa football games on KMCH, cause you gotta love that. Unfortunately, I heard John just said, was talking to her earlier on the sports thing, that Ed Podolak is stepping down. So hopefully find somebody to replace Eddie, because, dang, he was funny.
No doubt about it, as we'll miss Eddie for sure. As talk about your favorite part. What's your favorite part of farming?
There's nothing like seeing a newborn calf get up and nurse that cow for the first time. I mean, Nathan, his girlfriend, stopped out this year for the first time, and she saw some of them that have a little white on their face, and she thinks they're so cute. And there is nothing better than a newborn calf. And then when naturally you see the paycheck at the end, that's always a good thing too.
No doubt about it. And, this goofy Iowa spring weather, you just never know. You talked about you'd like it to get a little nicer and a little more moisture here, more consistent. But, how is the spring planting season going so far for you?
So far, so good. We got the oats already in, got some fertilizer spread. After prom, Nathan got done. He got to come home and, haul some manure with Dad yesterday, because we had to clean all the buildings out, and we're ready to go. It's just a few days after this next rain spell that comes maybe this weekend, maybe we'll get after it. So things are going the right direction.
That's great. Good luck to you and the family on a safe spring planting season for sure. Appreciate your time, and thanks for being a loyal listener and listening, as always, to KMCH.
Right. Thanks, Swish.
Dan Bites, our first winner of the Plantin' Snack Sacks. Thanks to all our great sponsors here to make it possible. Day one in the books right here from KMCH.